Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our 39th episode of Dr. Smith Live. I have a really fantastic presentation for you today. I did a lot of good homework, and this is information that I use clinically on a daily basis, so I know it's real deal. It's just not out of some textbook. And, you know, it's information that the average, you know, patient or citizen just is not aware of. And unfortunately, they get led down the primrose path that the only way to heal something is with drugs, surgery, and rock and roll. But that's not reality. Anyway, it's on frequency. And it's the universal healer. The whole universe is basically frequencies. So everything in the universe vibrates at a signature frequency. Every grain of sand, every mineral, food, chemical, living cell, they all vibrate at their own specific frequency. And frequency is the language of life. It understands it, and it's the way the cellular level speaks to one another. All the cells in the body use frequencies to communicate with one another. It's a foundation upon which every physiological process is based. It's the critical means of communication between all things on a macroscopic as well as a microscopic level. So our cells exchange information and regular body functions through sending and receiving of specific frequencies. The cell signaling precedes and regulates all biochemical actions. When these natural frequency signals become scrambled, so does our body's ability to self-regulate and maintain a healthy function. That's when we get diseased, when our frequencies get disrupted. So how does sound therapy help restore healthy cell signals? Well, when your body starts to misfire, okay, you get symptoms, okay, it's usually accompanied by a change in the basic frequency of the cells caused by exposure to a disruptive foreign frequency or toxic chemical. So for instance, cancer cells emit a radically different frequency than a healthy cell. One of the causes of cancer is carcinogens, which disrupt specific ultraviolet frequencies, preventing the repair of your DNA. That's why the cells go haywire. Excuse me. And as I've been saying through our meetings, cancer is not a disease. It's an adaptation to low oxygen and toxicity. So every carcinogen, interestingly enough, prevents the repair of the DNA. And this is based on a research by Fritz Albert Popp back in the 1970s. All carcinogens block the ultraviolet healing frequencies that repair the DNA. All other chemicals do not possess this characteristic. So it's interesting how every carcinogen, like dioxin or formaldehyde or mercury that cause cancer, they all have a common denominator. They block the ultraviolet frequency. It's 380 nanometers, which actually does the repair of your DNA. So DNA is repairable. The medical establishment leads you to believe that, you know, everything's fixed in granite, that you can't change your genes, your DNA. That's BS. So it stands to reason that if harmful frequencies transmitted as Wi-Fi signals are given off by heavy metals, chemical toxins, processed dead food can disrupt cellular function and alter the cell's vibrations to such an extent that its ability to send, receive, and accurately interpret signals is compromised, then disease will occur. So a cell that is compromised has a weakened immune system and is more susceptible to viruses, bacteria, fungi, and then toxins. Well, people who get the jab, the COVID vaccine, if they're creating a cytokine storm in the body, which is disrupting the frequency of the cells. So you're going to have a systemic inflammation. And when the flu season comes and you're exposed to another virus, whether it be the Delta variant or whatever other patented viruses that the Fauci, you know, conjures up, your body's not going to be able to heal it, handle it. Anyway, so in reality, it's what you call epigenetics. That is, the environmental stimuli of the cell membrane is the one that dictates the cell's reaction and is more influential than the actual DNA of the cell. Back in the 60s, Bruce Lipton did experimentation on a scientific level where they removed the genes from the nucleus and the cells functioned fine. So it's not the DNA that really dictates what's going on. It's the cell membrane. The membrane senses its environment and it transmits the appropriate frequency into the little organelles inside the cell to tell them how to react. That's how it works. So the reset of the body occurs with the introduction of appropriate healthy frequencies and removal of the toxic interference to that cell that rebalance the system through the properties of resonance. So researchers such as Lee Lorenz and Professor Sekely and other geneticists at the University of UC Berkeley studied the functionality of DNA. They found that the health and optimal performance of DNA is determined by the amount of energized water molecules within the DNA matrix. So energized and structured water are waters charged with a specific frequency. These charged molecules form a particular hexagonal crystalline shape, which enhances its ability to refract and reflect frequencies. So this allows them to form clusters. These molecular clusters make it easier for DNA signaling to occur more accurately and efficiently. The frequencies are clear, less scrambled signals, sent and received at a much faster rate. The hexagonal crystalline molecules help to strengthen the shape and form of your DNA strands. When the amount of energized water is reduced, even slightly, the frequency of the cell is disturbed, and the researchers observed that critical DNA function failed on an energetic level. As the frequency of the body decreases, so does its health. So disease starts at 58 megahertz. Colds and flu start at 57 to 60 megahertz, and cancer occurs at 42 megahertz, and death begins at 25 megahertz. So meditation, prayer, eating organic raw foods, taking food-based supplements, homeopathics, minerals, listening to classical music, exposure to sunlight, exposure to color therapy, and essential oils all work to raise the frequency of the body. So one cup of coffee, for example, decreases your body's frequency for 3 days. Let me say that again. You drink a cup of Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts coffee, it decreases your body's frequency for 3 days. That's why people get sick, because the lower your frequency, the less effective your immune system. So pharmaceutical drugs also disrupt the body's frequency, as well as Wi-Fi and other EMFs. The quicker one restores the body's frequencies, the faster the body heals itself. Steve Chemsky, a biochemist and researcher, found that the hexagonal-shaped clustered water molecules he observed emitted a particular resonant frequency, and that frequency was 528 cycles per second, or 528 hertz. This frequency, as well as the corresponding harmonics, can recalibrate weakened DNA water molecules, causing them to entrain and reform into perfect hexagonal crystalline shapes that are capable of creating clusters supporting DNA function and restoring a healthy balance of the body. So it's important that you drink clean water, because I've always said, if you don't filter your water properly, your organs will filter it for you. So from a historical perspective, the ancient Chinese Qigong masters discovered that subjecting the body to a set of basic frequencies can restore health almost instantaneously. These sounds function to activate the reset button in the body, just like pushing the reset button on an electronic device. Everything goes back to factory default or normal. Another historical milestone was achieved by Royal Raymond Rife, who was a researcher in the early 1930s. He invented a unique light microscope that was capable of determining the vibratory frequency of pathogens. He also discovered the specific frequency that would destroy these pathogens, and he called this the mortal oscillatory frequency. He then worked with the inventor of the vacuum tube, which was Lee DeForest, who then built a frequency generator that could produce and broadcast these mortal oscillatory frequencies that would destroy the pathogens and reverse the disease process. The right frequency. Back in 1934, there was a special medical study was conducted at the University of Southern California. The research team was headed by Dr. Arthur Kendall. He was the dean of Northwest Medical School in Chicago. Dr. Edward C. Rosenau, he was the head bacteriologist of the Mayo Clinic. And Dr. Milbank Johnson, then president of the Southern California Medical Association. And five other prestigious researchers. These highly qualified scientists were given 16 terminally ill cancer patients to be treated with the right frequency generator. After treatment for 130 days, all 16 cancer patients were cured. That's a four-letter dirty word in medicine. Of interest was the fact that in 1 year, 11 research centers in the United States that were validating RIPE's technology mysteriously burned down. What a coincidence. Following this successful study, it all hit the fan. Dr. Kendall disappeared and he retreated to a 300-acre farm in Mexico, which was probably purchased by the pharmaceutical industry. Dr. E.C. Rosenau stopped using RIPE's equipment and stopped talking about it and the technology in his lectures. Dr. Johnson mysteriously died the night before he was to give a press conference on the successful cure to 16 terminal ill cancer patients. 6 months after his death, his body was exhumed and they found cyanide in his toothpaste. Why have we not heard about this great discovery? Well, the answer is simple. Cancer therapy generates over $450 billion a year in revenue. In addition, oncologists are the only physicians that get kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies on the chemo drugs they push. So if you have a golden goose, why in the world would you want to kill it? In reality, medicine and big pharma does not want any competition with their drugs, and they will use the FDA as their police force to stop any supplement or device that eliminates drug use. So that's what's going on. In fact, the FDA is trying to get NAC on a prescription because it's very effective against COVID. It's unbelievable. And acetylcysteine. So this is how they operate. They slowly are pulling away natural remedies that are effective against present-day man-made viruses. Alcohol and drug addictions can be resolved with frequency. See, certain frequencies have been used as part of therapies in order to manipulate human brain waves and increase neurotransmitter production. This approach promotes healing of the body and the mind. Excuse me. Sound frequency healing has been used to treat several different kinds of ailments, such as insomnia, anxiety, depression, and disorders of the nervous system. In the 1960s, Bob Beck, he was a PhD, was using a device called the Brain Tuner to treat addictions. He showed that addictions can be resolved in 3 to 5 days treating with the brain frequencies for 40 minutes a day. And the frequency range was 110 hertz to 112 hertz. No one in the addiction industry wanted to touch this device because it would have destroyed their profits. So he went around to these different centers that were treating addictions. They threw him the heck out because it would have destroyed their whole operation. So for hundreds of years, scientists have been conscious of the effect of sound on the human body. It has been shown by scientific study that even inaudible high-frequency sounds can have an effect on the human brain activity. Use of 10 hertz is very effective as a meditative treatment to calm down people. Of interest, there's caves all around the world, and they actually, scientists have measured the frequency in these caves. And they all have 10 hertz. What a coincidence. So the medicine man told these people probably to go sit in the cave and chill out, which it did. It calmed them down. So exposure to different frequencies can alleviate psychiatric issues such as depression or anxiety, as well as stimulate the body to heal physical ailments by way of genetic signaling. So why homeopathic remedies, essential oils, vitamins, herbs, and Qigong acupuncture work? The one common denominator of all these substances are frequencies. They all work to balance the morphogenic or energy field around each cell. Correcting the energy field around each cell causes the internal organelles to work more normally, so resolution of illness and symptoms occur. It's too simple, people. The closer you get to the truth, the more simplistic the solution. So healing frequencies of the human body, okay? A normal, healthy body should resonate with a natural frequency of 65 to 75 millihertz. There are specific frequencies that are regarded in integrative medicine to be particularly healing to the human body. I'm going to be going over a list of these frequencies that are generally considered to have healing properties. So this is going to put the drug companies hopefully out of business eventually, the more people that wake up to the use of frequencies. And it's very, very powerful, people. 40 hertz. The flickering lights and sounds at 40 hertz have been used in Alzheimer's therapy studies to stimulate an increased neural response and fight symptoms of dementia. Sound at 40 hertz has been linked to the gamma brain waves and the stimulation of memory. It is also important to understand that the splinters or initiators must also be defined and removed to affect healing. So frequencies work really quickly and well. But again, if there's a splinter or initiator in the organ, it's very advisable to define it and remove it so that the frequencies are much more effective. 174 hertz. It's one of the solfeggio frequencies, which is a series of tones used in sacred music that is believed to, in integrative medicine, to have different positive effects on human health. 174 hertz is associated with the reduction of both pain and stress. Also, 90 hertz is very effective in putting in the production of endorphins, which are 1,000 times more powerful than any of the narcotic drugs on the market. 285 hertz is also one of the solfeggio frequencies and is considered instrumental in the healing of cuts, burns, and other physical wounds. 285 hertz sound frequencies are reported to activate the body into cellular regeneration, encouraging it to heal itself in the event of an injury. 285 hertz. So those of you who have Rife machines, you can set these frequencies. If you don't have a Rife machine, you can go on YouTube and do a search for Rife frequencies and put 285 or any other frequency that you want to use, and you can listen to it for free. 396 hertz. This sound frequency is associated with removal of fear, guilt, and other negative feelings. 396 hertz frequencies balance the root chakra while simultaneously transforming negative emotions such as grief into positive, joyful ones. It cleanses hard feelings of guilt and boosts your ability to find inner peace. 396 hertz frequency overcomes hidden subconscious blockages and negative beliefs, helps to explore ideas which have led to your situation. So in other words, it helps you to wake up to what these past traumas may have been. 417 hertz. It's a healing sound therapy involving 417, which focuses on a removal of negative energy, such as the energy surrounding past traumas or negative energies in the ambient environment. 417 hertz therapy is designed to dissolve emotional blockages and activate the sacral chakra. This frequency is for solving problems, finding solutions, and cleansing the cells from toxins. 432 hertz. Its therapy is aimed at the heart chakra, and listening to 432 hertz frequency is reported to result in greater levels of mental and emotional clarity. A 432 hertz tuning is considered optimal for tuning opera singers and is associated with a higher level of spiritual development. 432 hertz was used to tune instruments. At this frequency, the sounds are richer, clear, and can be listened to at a much lower volume and still get the high quality of the sound. This frequency is also very effective in treating Lyme disease. What's interesting, before, you know, Hitler came to power, all the music was basically, and the instruments tuned to 432. When Hitler came to power, they literally changed the tuning frequency to 440 hertz, which has agitation and makes people more aggressive. And it, you have to listen to it at a louder, louder sound to get the same effect. So you can go on YouTube and look up 432 and listen to some of the sounds. 471 hertz is associated with intuitive states, intuition awakening. Frequent use of this frequency leads to a healthier life. It cleanses cells from electromagnetic radiation. So people who are sensitive to EMFs, you can use 471 to cleanse your body. So this tone helps to build pure, stable spiritual life and can also help with problem solving. So I've tried these things personally myself, and they do work, people. It's not quackery. And unfortunately, if you go online and you look up some of this information, there's a lot of false narratives being put out there to dissuade the public from utilizing these things. It's despicable what's out there. So 528 hertz is the exact frequency used by genetic biochemists to repair the broken DNA. It's also known as the low frequency. This musical tone is also known as the miracle note. This frequency is all about transformation and DNA repair. It increases the amount of life energy, clears and brings back an awakening and awakened mind. The frequency activates awareness and creativity, helps to find deep inner peace. It's also a genetic blueprint upon which all life is based. So this is what's in your DNA in the water that keeps it working properly and keeps the hexagonal molecules in the water functioning, which is essential for basically your DNA. Interestingly, there was an engineer by the name of Bruce Tanio. He developed a machine that literally could measure the frequencies of the different organs of the body and different essential oils. He actually built it from scratch, put it together, and eventually the FDA went after him and prevented him from selling these things. But he discovered that a healthy human body vibrates in a range of 62 to 68 megahertz. A genius brain frequency functions between 80 to 200 megahertz. Brain frequencies range 72 to 90 megahertz. Normal brain frequency is 72 megahertz. The human body functions, again, 62 to 78 megahertz. From the neck up, it's 72 to 78 megahertz. And from the neck down, it's 60 to 68 megahertz. And the thyroid and parathyroid glands are 62 to 68 megahertz. So literally, if you have a dysfunctioning organ, if you have a Rife machine, you could set it for the specific frequencies and treat yourself. From my perspective, frequencies is the new frontier in medicine, even though it was developed back in the 30s. It's been suppressed for many, many years. And the bottom line is people are slowly discovering the power of frequencies. And again, as the FDA and big pharma start banning the accessibility to a lot of nutrients, it's going to be the frequencies that's going to be healing your body. It's kind of like Star Trek, okay, with Dr. Spock and Bones. The thymus gland functions between 65 and 68 megahertz, the heart 67 to 70 megahertz. So all this, I sent these to my webmaster. It's going to be all listed. So for your reference at it's a ghsdoc.live. So all these frequencies will be up on the website for you to view. Of interest, fresh food vibrates at 20 to 27 hertz, fresh herbs 20 to 27 hertz, dried foods at 15 to 22 hertz, dried herbs 15 to 22, and processed canned food, 0 hertz. So when you're eating processed foods, you're getting no frequencies, no energy. And this is why over a period of time, as your frequency level of the body drops, you get sick. There's no mystery to it. And unfortunately, the average physician doesn't make the connection between wholesome foods, real foods, food-based supplements, and healing. You know, they just, they're not exposed to this stuff. Some other interesting frequencies that I'll share with you, some more healing frequencies, 111 hertz used for 40 minutes per day for 5 days total, stimulates the brain to start producing neurotransmitters. So in 3 to 5 days, the brain resets and produces neurotransmitters normally. There are over 2,000 neurotransmitters. So when the brain starts to produce the neurotransmitters, you don't need the addictive drugs to give you that effect. Okay. 2.7 kilohertz stimulates limb growth. Very interesting. 90 to 111 hertz stimulates beta endorphin productions. Like I said, the endorphins produced naturally by your brain are 1,000 times more potent than any narcotic drug. 4 hertz produces catecholamines, which is dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, which are sent into your blood when you're physically or emotionally stressed. So you can help protect yourself just by frequencies. 7.83 hertz represents the Schumann frequency. That's the frequency that the earth vibrates. Back, I think it was in the 30s in Germany, they did a study with graduate students and they put them into a special insulated room that had no access to any frequencies. In 30 days, all the grad students became really, really sick. So frequencies keep the body in a healthy state. When the astronauts went up into space, they initially got sick, and then they discovered if they put a Schumann generator into the space capsule that put out 7.83 hertz, they didn't get space sickness. So every, you know, space station or shot that goes up has a generator putting out 7.83 hertz. It helps to balance and put the body back into sync. 632.8 nanometers, or hertz rather, is a healing frequency of a helium neon laser. So you must avoid DC current above the neck because it causes small polar synaptic electrolysis, meaning it'll dissolve the connections in your brain. So you don't want to use DC current above your neck. Now, tobacco, interesting enough, is 4.5 times more addictive than heroin. So withdrawal time is up to 2 years. But there are acupuncture points on the ear that help that you can quit smoking very, very quickly if you know where the points are. Blood pressure can be treated with 787 hertz, which is very effective. And I mentioned earlier that when Hitler came to power, I think it was Himmler who instituted the use of 440 for all the Hitler's rallies. It stimulates greater aggression, psychosocial agitation, and emotional distress, predisposing people to physical illness. So basically, it was used to control the masses in Germany. The 432 transmits beneficial healing frequencies because it's a pure tone of mathematical fundamentals in nature. Okay. So also, for those of you that are interested, I've listed the 6 main solfeggio frequencies. It'll be in the list that I presented on the website. Also, if you want to locate antenna microwave towers in your neighborhood, you can go to antennasearch.com or towergenie.com, and you can locate to see how many towers around your properties, and you can negate these with certain minerals that you put in the soil around your house, also in the electronic equipment to help negate it. So microwaves that enter the brain accelerate the rhythms and the brain itself. So that's why these millennials get so agitated because they're subjected to all this Wi-Fi signaling in their cell phones that they live on. It actually becomes appendage to their ears. It takes 2 hours for the brain to settle down after just a 2 minute cell phone call. 2 hours for the body to calm down. It accelerates the alpha, beta, delta, and theta waves. A 7 minute phone call literally activates the cytomegalovirus in your body. And that's why, again, the longer these people stay on their phones, the sicker that they get. There are anti-radiation headsets that you can get. They're about $30. They have an air tube section, so you're not getting the magnetic field around your brain, which is the damaging part. Okay. Now, the other scary thing is microwaves can be beamed off of the ionosphere and targeted into other countries. So there are no safe limit to microwaves. Unfortunately, the body has a defense mechanism against high-strength microwaves, but low levels of microwaves do not activate the body's defense mechanism. And again, smaller the body, like in children, the more they absorb and the more damage is done in these young children. Research papers show that microwave cooking creates 100,000 different protein structures. Only 600 protein structures are known to man. We do not know how the body will react to these altered proteins. So we're basically being used as guinea pigs. Microwaves are dangerous to the eyes and also in pregnancies, the ovaries, the uterus, the fetus, and breast cancer. Pulsed frequencies within microwaves cause cancer, suicide, brain damage, and heart attacks. Pulsed microwave frequencies or EMFs can cause ill health. If those of you who are really interested in this area, you can look up BioInitiative 2012 report. BioInitiative 2012. It was updated 2014 and also 2020. It's 1,500 pages of documentation by, I think it was about 40 countries and probably over 100 PhDs, MDs, researchers. The science is there, people. They can't fool you. It is very powerful. So the bio effects are clearly established and occur at very low levels of exposure to electromagnetic fields and radio frequency radiation. Bio effects can occur in the first few minutes at levels associated with cell and cordless phone use. Bio effects can also occur from just minutes of exposure to mobile phone masts or cell towers, Wi-Fi and wireless utility smart meters that produce whole body exposure. Chronic base stations level exposure can also result in illness. I have a Faraday cage I bought online that I have on my, quote, smart meter that's outside my house. In my office at work, I have a Faraday cage around the router so that the people working around there are not getting the ill effects of the Wi-Fi. So the BioInitiative website is bioinitiative.org/conclusions. So you can go there. Again, this website will be up on the list. Also very, very important is the fact that these electromagnetic frequencies cause systemic inflammation. One of the ways that you can counteract it is by using a proteolytic or systemic enzyme, not a digestive enzyme, but a systemic enzyme. The one I recommend the most is Zymescence by Dr. William Wong. It has five main attributes or characteristics. It's anti-inflammatory, so if you're exposed to Wi-Fi, you talk on the phone frequently, it's something you want to take on a regular basis because it's anti-inflammatory. It also dissolves fibrosis or scar tissue in the body, and that's what solidifies your organs and causes early demise. It cleanses the blood of foreign protein, so if there's any blood clots in your body, it'll help digest them. it's an adaptogenic, meaning it modulates the body. So if an organ is under functioning, it'll bring it up to normal. If it's over functioning, the organ, it'll bring it down. So that's what they call it. But I mean, adaptogenic, it modulates, it self-regulates the body. And lastly, it's bactericidal and mildly antiviral. So I take this on a regular basis, again, because we all are confronted with inflammation in the body. And so inflammation causes systemic fibrosis. So the less fibrosis you have in your system, the healthier your organs are going to be. Anyway, there's a few other items in here that you could look these things up when you read the information on ghsdoc.live. If we have any questions, what about infrared saunas with COVID? Do audio frequencies work? Yeah, there are right frequencies for COVID. Absolutely, 100%. No problemo. If you do an infrared sauna, what I strongly recommend is walk into the sauna when it's cold, turn it on, and so your body acclimates to it gradually. If you walk in, according to my mentor, Dietrich Klinghardt, if you walk into a hot sauna, your body resists detoxifying. So there was a questionnaire by Dennis Marangos. How do you know what frequency your body is at any time? Great question, Dennis. You could probably muscle test to determine the frequency of your body, just like you can muscle test a monitor. So, for example, let's say you have mercury in your thyroid. So you literally can have the patient touch the thyroid and muscle test and just throw out a number. Is it 5,000, 6,000, 6,001? Boom, it goes down. So your monitor is going to be 6,001, no unit. You can do the same thing with frequencies. Is your body vibrating at 62 megahertz, 68 megahertz? And your body will give you the answer. It's non-invasive. It's quick. And that's how we resolve these things. Like if you want to test a substance and you don't have the actual substance, you could either write it on a piece of paper or say it to yourself subconsciously or, you know, verbally without saying it out loud, and you'll get the answer. The only reason why I use a lot of vials and stuff for show and tell in my office, because some people wouldn't believe it. Just like I use quantum entanglement where I could test a patient's animals without them being there. They just write the name of their pet. You know, perfect example, I had a patient, she said she adopted a wild, feral cat. Cat came down with a severe bladder infection. She spent $3,000 on surgery. I think the cat had a sex change, not being facetious. And about 6 weeks later, the cat developed the infection again. She said, I can't afford another $3,000 to have my cat operated. She says, could you help me? I said, yeah, write the cat's name down on a piece of paper. I tested my patient first. Nothing showed up on her. She put the piece of paper with the cat's name in her pocket, and I retested her. I said, your cat has parasites. Well, I gave her some ivermectin to squirt into the cat's mouth. And then her next visit, which was about 6 weeks, she said her cat had no more bladder infection. So I've done this numerous times. We had another patient whose friend had a dog with seizures. The vet couldn't figure it out. She did the same thing. She wrote the name of her friend's dog on a piece of paper. When I tested it, the dog had mercury in the brain. 6 weeks on a homeopathic detox called Metalcord, the dog's seizures totally stopped and has not come back in over 3 years. So it's called quantum entanglement. Everything in the universe is connected. So do we have any other questions? Can you comment on Spooky 2? Great instrument. I have a personal friend down in Florida. He uses Spooky 2. The only difference, it has a steeper learning curve to learn all the nuances, but it is accurate. It definitely works. So go for it. It's a lot cheaper. It's about half the price, I think, of a Rife machine with the amplifier on it. So yes, go for it. Is pink noise for babies bad? be honest with you, I am not aware of pink noise for babies. I can't really comment on that. I'd have to look it up myself. I'm sorry about that. Any other additional questions? What method can we use to measure the hertz of our organs or our thyroid? Good question. Bruce Tanio had the instrument out there, but the FDA put the kibosh on that. I'm not sure if there are instruments available for that. My good friend up in Canada has a personal friend who's a phenomenal engineer. So I'm going to pose that question to him when I speak to him tomorrow. If he could make an instrument to measure the hertz of our organs. To me, that's much more indicative of diagnostic abilities than just taking a blood test. The blood test just shows you how the body's reacting to initiators, but it's not telling you what's wrong. So I will get back to you probably in about 3 weeks if I have an answer for this. But it's, yeah, that's really important. I think diagnostically, it'd be much more accurate in assessing a patient's state of health. Okay, Barbara Kisser, thank you. I'm using a sauna bag and listened to frequency sound. Great. Exposure, we exposed to COVID and I'm high risk. Well, you also want to drink white pine needle tea. It's simple to make. You get some white pine needles. I ordered mine from ESTY. They're up in New Hampshire. I got some, but if you look around, these white pine needle trees are all around the place. And you basically, I cut it up in thirds of needle, put them into a thermos, pour boiling water in there, let it sit for a half hour, then you can drink the tea. It's not bad tasting at all, but that helps with the spike protein. How does the contact of the teeth affect the pH of the body? Very simple. When you have an imbalance of your bite, it creates distress in the body, causing the adrenals to fire, and it makes you acidic. Can teeth contact make someone keep going into alkalosis or shock? No, I don't think so. I think alkalosis is eating too many vegetables. I've had patients in the past that were very, very alkaline, and they couldn't get the local anesthetic wouldn't work because they were too alkaline. But like anything else, you know, water's great, but you can also drown in it. So there's functional parameters. You want to kind of keep the oral pH in like 6.8 to 7.2. If you have cancer, you want to get it up to 7.8 to 8.0. But personally, I'm not a fan of these machines that make alkaline water to like 9 or 10. Because they're using hydroxyl radicals to make it alkaline, and they're free radicals and they can do damage. Good question, Lisa. How long can you use each frequency? 10 minutes you can use it, but I wouldn't do it every day because you have to allow the body to detox. So if you do it every day, you can really get sick because you're going to overburden your organs of detoxification. So drink plenty of water to help flush out the dead viruses or bacteria or toxins that it's releasing. Okay. Have you tested people for microscopic clots who have taken the shot? No, but again, zymescens will help break the clots in the body. Protease, which is a digestive enzyme, will help break the clots in the body. A doctor mentioned 62% of people he checked. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. So you basically want to support the liver with glutathione, curcumin, the natural food-based B vitamins, vitamin C, SOD, superoxide dismutase. Why? Because when you start digesting the clots with the systemic enzyme, the liver has to process these toxins that it's pulling out of the blood. So that's why you have to support the liver. So that was a great question. Also, vitamin D3 is very important with these viruses. hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin at D3, zinc, and vitamin C. D. Cunningham, I know you're a fan of the GB4000. What do you think of the TrueRife machine? I have no clinical experience with the TrueRife machine, so I can't give you an honest assessment. Sorry about that. I've been using the GB4000 probably for about 20 years now at least, and we get really consistent results. I have two units at the office and one at home. I treat myself on a regular basis just to keep inflammation down and infections down. See, advanced. So those of you that are interested in learning really how to detox your body properly, I have a great course called Advanced Natural Detox. It's available now at courses.ghsdoc.com. We're going to have more courses up. They'll be available for people to take. You know, my whole goal is to educate. The more education and knowledge you possess, the less intimidated you're going to get by these idiot doctors that are trying to intimidate people to take the shot. It's despicable. There was a lawsuit that's in progress, and the government documents were forced into the court case, and it showed that there's well over 45,000 patients that have died so far from the shot. And there's about 11 or 12 websites that are tallying the death. Just a couple weeks ago, five pilots from British Airways died. About a week ago, JetBlue had five pilots that died. And also, if you get the shot, you're more prone to throw clots at 32,000 feet than if you didn't. And if your pilots have had the shot, you better make sure that one of them literally is shot free. Because if the other one dies up there, you want to have somebody to help bring the plane down. My other new course is Resolving Allergies Naturally, very comprehensive course. I strongly recommend it because allergies can be tweaked nutritionally instead of just masking the symptoms with Claritin and these other antihistamines and drugs, because it's not getting to the root cause of the problem. So thank you so much for watching. I'm going to be off for the next two Thursdays to kind of recharge my batteries. Enjoy your summer. We'll be back on the air hopefully in about 3 weeks. And have fun. Just remember, never trust a doctor who has dying plants in their reception room. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have fun. Hug a tree. Dissipate the negative charges from your body. And eat clean so you can have a quality of life. Again, thank you again so much. Stay well, and we'll see you in about 3 weeks. Take care.